You're listening to SIW Radio from SecurityInfoWatch.com. This is our podcast, episode 33 for October 14th, 2008. This week I want to take you back to the ASES trade show that occurred in September last month, where I had the luck of catching up with John Frazzini and Eric Eaton of BRS Labs. John's the president, Eric is the CTO. BRS Labs is kind of unique. They're a new video analytics firm coming to the market, and instead of just focusing on vision analytics, which John describes as is looking really at just the images that the camera captures and analyzing pixels and, you know, object blobs and trying to classify them as such, they take it a little step further. They use vision analytics along with behavioral recognition so that the analytics system can learn what is normal and what is abnormal behavior. So without further ado, I want to break into our interview with John and Eric that we did during the ASES show. So you can learn a little bit about this new analytics company and their unique approach to the market. Here at the ASES show with John Frazzini of BRS Labs introducing EyeSight. Can you give me a summary real quick of what you guys are showcasing here?
Yeah, so today this week at the show, we're doing a product launch of our EyeSight technology, which is cognitive video analytics technology that Eric has been spearheading the effort to research and develop, and now we're bringing it to the market. Our company is Behavioral Recognition Systems. We go into the market as BRS Labs, and what we've built, as I said, is a cognitive video analytics technology. It's a software. In short, just to give you an overview as to what the technology does and, you know, kind of where we've been, where the industry has been over the course of time, I'll try to bring it all together for you. But the industry for the last, call it a dozen or so years, has been focusing on using vision analytics algorithms, the ability to help a camera see something better, to help then give the ability for a person to program the camera and tell the camera what to do. Okay, so they heavily focused on vision analytics algorithms to be able to help a camera see something better. And that's what you've seen in the evolve into the industry to date. Again, the focus there is the camera can see something better, but there's no intelligence behind it. It needs to be told what to look for.
So what's the option other than vision analytics, vision-based analytics?
Well, that's pretty much what exists in the marketplace as we see it. There's various, you know, I could get into some of the nuances and differences there, but when people loosely describe video analytics today, what generally they're referring to, and you can go booth here, and you'll see a different variation of utilizing vision analytics to accomplish, you know, formed in a software package to help people, engineers, programmers, have a camera look for a particular item or discover something that a person has to program it to do. So our system, of course, also has vision analytics algorithms at the core of what we do, because we have to be able to see something just like everybody else has to see something. But where we kind of diverge from the traditional path is we've interconnected the ability for a camera to see something better. We've interconnected that with machine learning and machine intelligence. Okay, and the marketplace hasn't done that to date for a lot of different reasons that Eric can get into some specifics on. But generally, we invented and have patented the ability to convert information coming in through video cameras into machine-readable format. So we've invented a program language to be able to do that. We call it Rosetta Speaks. So we can now take images coming in through a camera. We can convert that data into a machine-readable format. So we take what's called today video analytics, instead of evolving and taking it following further paths along the vision side of it, you know, we're shifting it into the direction of machine intelligence. So, in short, We have built the interconnection between vision analytics and machine intelligence and machine learning. So our system doesn't just look at something better. Our system looks at something and also can make assumptions and observations based on what it's seen over time. It can learn and remember as a result of being able to process that data in the machine intelligence engines that we've developed. So that's where we're at. The industry up until this particular point generally has been focused on having cameras produce the ability to see something better. EyeSight takes it in a different direction, and it gives it the ability to learn from what is being seen. And we call it cognitive video analytics because the way that the technology has been developed, Eric can get into some of the specifics, follows the cognitive process or the study of how the brain works. So our system, in essence, is functioning as if it's a human brain. It can see something, and it can make assumptions and observations like we can as people looking out over a particular view, and we can learn from that over the course of time. So we can establish normal patterns of behavior, obviously, which then gives the ability for our system to identify abnormal patterns of behavior. The key there on all of that is we don't have to program the system and tell it what to look for, which the industry today is rules-based. You have to give it a rule and tell it what to look for. Our system doesn't do that. Our system learns on its own and is able to make alerts based on anomalous activity.
So, and Eric's the CTO here at BRS Labs. What are some of the things that this system can learn?
The system learns information about the paths that people or vehicles take through the scene. It can learn entrance and egress points that are common within the scene. It can learn about typical speeds of vehicles or people that move through the scene. And the important thing is that it learns all of this on its own. You don't have to tell it ahead of time, watch for people that are going into this door, or tell me when somebody crosses this trip line. You don't have to tell it that. It's going to learn that on its own. And that makes it very powerful because it's easy to set up. You don't have to have an engineer sit down and draw your trip lines and mark off your secure door areas or what have you. It's just going to learn those patterns.
In terms of learning, how long does it take to learn a scene before it can start to know, okay, vehicles may be going one way are okay, but vehicles going the other way are not?
Sure. The learning obviously takes time, and it depends upon the amount of data that it observes. Okay, if it sees one car moving, obviously it hasn't established that as a pattern yet. So it depends on your scene. For typical scenes that we've been testing in the field, we get pretty good amount of learning in about 3 days' time. We do learn some things a lot faster than that, but to have a real good set of intelligence about a scene, usually it takes multiple days to build up that vocabulary so that it understands what it's observing.
And does the end user, the integrator, or the systems contractor take part in that learning, that education of the system?
No, it's not necessary. I mean, all that's necessary is to set up the system so that the camera is just pointed at the scene that you want to observe, and EyeSight takes it from there. It's going to establish on its own what are normal patterns of behavior. So nobody has to do anything to teach it.
And how is your product delivered to the market? Is it a server type equipment? Is it NVRs, DVRs? What are we looking at here?
It's a software solution that runs on servers that are part of an analytics farm, and that analytics farm handles as many video feeds as you put onto it. And there's another portion we call our system manager, which manages that farm of analytics engines and stores all of the alerts and information that comes out of the system, and then can also dispatch it to personnel in the field. So over email, you can get it on your cell phones if they can read the email, and so that's how everything is stored and moved around. So there's kind of two parts to it.
John, what's been the initial reaction here at the show?
Oh, the show has been fantastic. We're working with several partners here, as we discussed a little bit earlier. We're starting to make a lot of progress in terms of having people understand the differences between what we're calling the vision analytics component of this industry and understanding the cognitive way that our system is, the way that our system has been built following the cognitive process in focusing on the learning capability of the technology. So that's our goal. We've we've had a great show so far, and it's been a lot of fun to try to educate the marketplace about the innovation that we believe we're bringing to the market with EyeSight. It's something that hasn't existed before, so it's going to take us time to kind of communicate that out to the market, and that's why we're here at the show.
Great, and for Security InfoWatch listeners, they're exhibiting with USIS over here at the ASIS show, and I understand you're partnering also with IBM and Unisys.
Yeah, we have several partnerships and projects going on with various systems integrators. Primarily, that's the initial way that we're taking the product to the market. One of the things that we're able to achieve with because of the adaptive nature of our technology, you don't have to pre-program or code each particular camera to do a particular thing. Our system will adapt to its environment, it will adapt to its view, and so some of the early projects that we're engaged in right now involve several hundred and few thousand cameras. So giving security organizations the ability to gain improved situational awareness across hundreds of cameras was not achievable prior to the invention of the EyeSight technology, because the solution is inherently scalable, because you don't have to program each camera in each view, and if something changes, you can adapt with it and follow it along. So,
and if folks are looking for more information, what's the website they go to?
Yeah, the website is brslabs.com. brslabs.com.
So again, big thanks to John Frazzini and Eric Eaton of BRS Labs for speaking with us about their new video analytics technology. If you'd like to contact us, email us at podcast@securityinfowatch.com or go to our podcast part of the website, securityinfowatch.com/podcast, and leave us a comment. If you haven't done so yet, you can subscribe to SIW Radio on iTunes. Simply enter SIW space radio in the search box and you'll be able to find our podcast. You can also leave us a comment there. It's one of the ways we get the show ranked and rated so that other security professionals can find this audio program. Until our next time, I hope you stay safe and secure, and enjoy this episode of SIW Radio.